T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get the daily football fix. Then we got Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, jumping on with us on the other side. We did have Stephen Jones on about 40 minutes ago. You can always hit that Odyssey app and go back and listen to it. We'll also have it podcasted for you. But in regards to that trade deadline, he did say Jerry's got that in his blood. He likes to trade. He likes to do deals. I will say this, there's certainly interesting things that are out there as we head down to the wire. So I do believe, as I have this whole time, I know, Brian, you felt the same, that they're going to be trying to do something here.
I think they are.
To tango.
I do. I've called a couple of teams and asked if Dallas called them yet, and they said no, they have not. So he goes, you know, and I'm like, okay, just curious. So, you know, that's, I could say it's, there's other teams that need to be called, and I'm sure that they're doing their due diligence, and I just have my concerns that I think the league will probably maybe shut them down from doing something that they want to do. Maybe the league will just say, nah, we're not going to trade that guy, or nah, that's not enough. That's why I asked him the question about giving up the 2 1s, you know, that if that's something that they have to. I like to believe if they had to give them up, they'd give them up to go get a legitimate player. So hope so, if that's the case.
We did get a move. Jalen Brooks was signed from the Cowboys practice squad IR list to the Cardinals yesterday, according to the wire. So Arizona gets a roster exception for the move, as Jalen Brooks now in Arizona. I don't know. Maybe they think he's going to give them trade secrets here.
For sure.
Who knows?
That's why you do it.
That's a weird little move there, right? Yeah. Before the Cowboys and the Cardinals are about to play.
Is he on a practice squad, or is it off the
practice squad? But the Cowboys did IR him. So yeah. I guess it's practice squad IR.
Yeah.
And now he's an Arizona Cardinal. They've also got Simi Fehoko, our old buddy there.
Yeah.
On the Cardinals. Travis Hunter, oh, this is not good news in Duval. He's heading to IR as well. He's set for more testing on his knee. He had a non-contact right knee injury during practice yesterday. And Liam Cohen, when he was talking about the injury earlier today, it did not sound great. As one of the beat writers for Jacksonville said, Liam Cohen making it sound like Travis Hunter might not be able to return this season. Said the knee injury was non-contact, just a devastating blow to the Jags as he was becoming one of the team's top playmakers. So that's from Hayes Carleon, one of the Frankie Show members from 4 to 6 p.m. there in Duval.
Well, I saw Adam Schefter tweeted out about 30 minutes ago, initial testing revealed that his ACL is intact.
Good news.
Going through additional testing to determine the extent of the injury and how long he'll be sidelined. No answers are expected before next week.
Man, anytime you do the non-contact deal,
it's always scary.
So nerve-wracking. Absolutely nerve-wracking. So, you know, hopefully Travis Hunter, one of the league's fun young players, able to play. Jaden Daniels will be back. He's going to return versus Seattle. Sunday Night Football makes that game a little bit more palatable. Commanders against the Seahawks. So we will get Jaden Daniels against Sam Darnold. I think Seattle's coming off a bye. We know Monday night, short week. Washington just getting absolutely crushed by Kansas City. Now, Miami, after all the moves they made, they fired Chris Greer today, but Cameron Wolf of ESPN reporting that these are the players that teams have called about. And a lot of the interest right now is on their two edges, as we've discussed at length, Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb. Teams also calling about Matthew Judon, another edge for them, Jalen Waddle, and Rasul Douglas, their corner as well. So they're 2-7, and it does seem like they're kind of packing it up and probably going to go ahead and sell the farm here. But I don't know if that's a team maybe the Cowboys are interested in discussing, whether it's Phillips, whether it's Chubb. Maybe Rasul Douglas is a player that they think could help as well, as Steven did note. Tried to, you know, just threw it in there. Like, hey, can you just let us know positions? He did just say defensive side of the football. So I think everything on the table there. Now, your LSU Tigers, Brian.
Yeah.
AD resigned.
He did.
He's gone. So now they've got an interim athletic director that they say is going to get full control over picking this next head coach.
Verge Osbury?
Verge. Who you know?
Teammate of mine. Verge was a walk-on player at LSU. Linebacker. Really good on special teams. He has a really good understanding of how important coaches are at LSU, the type of coach that you need. He's been at LSU a long time in an administrative role, so he knows the good and the bad, how everything works. I'm super excited for him. I think he's going to do an incredible job with this opportunity, and hopefully it comes from being from interim to being the full-time AD. I know there's some. It's really, really important to the university to be able to have an AD that has some like Louisiana LSU ties. I know that the guy that just fired was an alum, but I think that's the path that they really kind of want to go again.
Well, Lions defensive coordinator Kelvin Shepard, who was a player, won a national championship.
He's done a hell of a job, by
excellent
the way,
job.
At Detroit.
And I was, and my Lions fans that are listening that will text in from time to time, so wrong. I was thinking, you know what? That's a tough task. You replace your OC, your DC, you lose your center. Right now, Man Campbell's got that thing rolling and firing on all cylinders. But here was Kelvin Shepard at the podium. What do you think? Do you like what he has to say here, Brian, possibly the next head coach of LSU?
You cut me open. I'm a liger. I think that's what they call it. Half lion, half tiger. But, you know, that school expects championships, and they should. We hosted a trophy when I was there. They hosted one after I left there. The standard down there, just like we've created the standard here, through hard work, through what you put out there, is championships. It's not just being around. It's not being competitive, and it's not winning. We should win. That's what we put ourselves in position to do over the course of time. It's championships, and that school deserves that. That fan base deserves that. And I know the people down there in place will make sure that happens moving forward.
Be clear, are you interested in that job at all? Your name has been bandied about for the LSU job.
I can't be interested in something I have no idea about. So, you know, I'm interested in beating the Minnesota Vikings. I'm tasked with another Tiger this week in Justin Jefferson, since we're on a Tiger conversation. And that's a tall one. He's one of the LSU greats. So that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in seeing us come off this bye week and stop cutting ourselves short of the potential, I believe, who we could be as a defense and as a team. It's time to make this final push, and it starts with us limiting points.
Listening to Kelvin Shepard.
Yeah, he's good.
So no. A guy maybe you'd be interested in?
No, absolutely would. I think that Kelvin, I think that his place, when he was a player, now as a coach, you could see how that resonates through the way that he has that Detroit bunch ready to play every week. And I'm super proud of him, what he's done. I'm always excited about if you have former players that get opportunities. I do think that he's the type of guy that you're probably going to want to talk to in this regard. I do feel like, though, that to me, the guys like a Lane Kiffin, I think that's where college football's going.
The established.
I think it's like I said, he knows it's a tall job, but the thing I think to have a coach that knows that has an offensive background, that has an idea of how to do the NIL stuff. The more you're kind of diving into what the things that Brian Kelly struggled with, or the things that show what these younger coaches, these Lane Kiffins and all, the understanding of how to build your team, how to navigate any type of problems, how to use your NIL money, how to have some discipline with your team, have some swagger about yourself. I mean, I think that's the thing that we're going to start to see. These coaches that are like near my age or my age, it's a different ball game now with the way it is, because you're going to lose 30, 40 guys a year probably on your roster.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost going to be like a pro team.
Right.
You know, and having it and build culture and all that, that's really, that might not be the most important thing. Relationships might become the most important things, making sure you're keeping your guys, but also being able to evaluate your team.
Arizona State quarterback Sam Levitt's got a foot injury. He's going to have season-ending surgery. That's a big blow to the Sun Devils, the defending Big 12 champs. I think their season's done. Without Sam Levitt, they just have not looked very competitive at all. Well, the Ravens got popped. The NFL fined the Baltimore Ravens $100K for violating the league's injury report policy by incorrectly listing quarterback Lamar Jackson's practice participation last week on Friday. So they did get the fine there for Baltimore. We've discussed last night how ugly that game ended up going. In fact, Jalen Waddle, there's some that believe the Giants right now are one of the favorites to trade for Jalen Waddle, trying to pair him with Malik Nabers. I don't know that Miami really wants to get rid of Jalen Waddle, but geez, the Giants stepping into that would be a pretty nice 1-2 punch there at wide receiver for the future for Jackson Dart if they're able to pry away Waddle from Miami.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're the Dolphins, if they're willing to give you a first round pick, then I think that would be a pretty fair situation, because the Giants' first round pick won't be super low in the draft order, so that'd be a good pick for them. I don't know that a team would be willing to actually do that, though. You're probably talking about a second round pick, and Miami traded up for him in that draft.
Yeah,
they got him in a pretty good deal right now, considering the wide receiver money out there.
This is tough. I talked about the Dolphins situation. I would hate to be the interim general manager, because I guarantee you, you're right now, your coaching staff is, they're out of it. The owner's probably told you, hey, listen, you need to try and get rid of everybody.
Yeah.
And are you doing it to save your own self, or are you doing it for somebody else? You know, I think you have a little pride, and if the owner says we need to make some trades, then you do your best you can to make some trades. But what a terrible situation to be there in Miami.
All right, fair or foul? Here was Tua yesterday, post game. And what this was taken as was Tua is blaming the Dolphins fans. You listen, tell me your thoughts, fair or foul, with Tua's comments here.
I would say with the Ravens fans, it maybe got a little muffled with my cadence and you know, the crowd noise. So, you know, we kind of talked about that on the sideline after and got that corrected.
So home game for Miami, and Tua mentioning the Ravens fans causing communication issues.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's probably true. I mean, you saw how many Ravens fans were out there. Part of the reason why is because the Dolphins have sucked so bad that Dolphins fans don't want to go to the game, so it's kind of on you. And it's just not something you say. Like, how many times has he put his foot in his mouth this year at the mic? Like, he's not on or off the field right now getting it done in a way that you want your quarterback to do that. Mm. That feels like you're cranking up the old excuse machine.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Can't be having that.
All right, Fox 19 in Cincinnati, they were talking with Orlando Brown Jr. And, of course, Orlando Brown Jr., the son of legendary offensive tackle Orlando Brown, and he had a tremendous story. It is Halloween. I've dressed as Bobby Boucher, the water boy. I think Josh Allen's probably done it better, along with his new wife or fiance. I don't know if they're officially married.
No, they're married now. Yeah, they tied the knot. They made it
Haley
right.
Haley Steinfeld. They have a pretty good couple's costume there, but here was the water boy reference from Orlando Brown Jr.
He would leave my games. So the first game I had, game ends, looking for my dad, team mom's like, oh, yeah, he left in the first quarter. I don't know what happened. Didn't think much of it. Team mom drops me off. Second game, same thing. Happened a third time. So I'm like, Dad, what's going on? And he's like, I can't stay and watch you play. I'm like, why? He's like, it's soft, man. It's soft. I can't watch you play. It's so soft. And so he puts on the water boy. He sits me down. He's like, I'm gonna show you something. So he puts on the water boy, and it's the scene where Adam Sandler, Bobby Boucher standing over the ball. He envisions the looking at the quarterback, and it's the coach. It's water sucks. It really sucks. And yeah. So and Bobby Boucher snaps, jumps over the line, hits him, and he's like, that's how I need you to think. That's what I need you to do. So the next game, my fourth game, first play of the game, I take a kid. I drive him 10 yards. It felt like 30 yards. He was also the second biggest kid in our conference. I put him on his back. My dad came running down from the stands, man, jumped, chest bump on the field. So
that is so awesome.
Yeah, what a legendary dad story.
Orlando Brown, you are a badass, sir. We're showing off the water boy. You're soft. Like, imagine just leaving your kid's game because you just can't stand to watch him play. He's making you so frustrated because you just know what it takes, obviously, as an NFL player, and your kid's out there like making a mockery of you.
That's making a statement right there.
Come on.
As a dad.
You want me to stay? All right, go ahead out there and prove that you belong. Michael Penix Jr. And Drake London, they're good to go for Sunday.
Bro, Penix has been really, really bad.
Has he been rough?
Yeah, he doesn't get pressured. Like he's pressured at one of the lowest rates in the league, but his off target percentage is through the roof. I don't know what's happening. Now, granted, he's not as bad as Kirk Cousins. We saw that first and foremost.
No.
I mean, that was like
he banged up, man, because his throwing motion hasn't always been.
Yeah, he missed the game last week.
Hasn't always been great. You know what I'm saying? Is he dealing?
He does have a funky. He's got a knee injury.
Yes. When you look at how little pressure he's seeing and how inaccurate he is, you would have to assume there's an injury there.
That's a very underachieving team there in Atlanta right now. And then we wrap up the con. There's going to be a combine for NFL prospects from the FCS that's going to be held in January in conjunction with the D1 National Championship game in Nashville.
Nashville, yeah.
So that's going to be that was announced earlier today. It's scheduled for January 5th at Vanderbilt's First Bank Stadium. So the FCF showcase will be held the morning of the game. It's going to feature 50 players who are draft eligible doing on-field drills for scouts, underclassmen, though not included in this one. But I love it. Any more opportunity to see some FCS stars, obviously Gray Zabel.
Yeah.
First round pick, Cody Mock, another North Dakota. I mean, it's probably just going to be North Dakota and South Dakota State.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Maybe Tarleton.
Get another opportunity. Yeah, I get to go to call the Tarleton Abilene Christian game tomorrow in Abilene.
Oh, that's going to be
3:00. Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that. It'll be my second campaign. It's a lot of fun, man. Tarleton's got a damn good football team.
Man, we need to feed you some lines to work into that broadcast and then play them back. That's what we need to do.
Oh, okay.
Would you be willing to play that game?
Oh, I might do it on my own just to see if you can pick them up.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe all stuff right. That's show related from us.
Yeah.
You know, things like, that we.
Oh, and he just got ball sack.
You get a ball sack and a butt crack in there.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Yeah, we might. Then again, I might be a little too professional for that.
A little too pro.
I don't know what he's drinking, but he's thinking about going home.
Yeah.
He just got torched.
We do have What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up at 5:00. But next, let's chat with our buddy Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Get the 411 on your Dallas Cowboys. That's next in the nation.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's talk some Cowboys with Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram segment here in the Nation, brought to you by The Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call The Frankels first. 214-333-3333. Sports Hodgepodge coming up here in about 15 minutes. But now to the D&M Leasing Hotline for a Cowboys conversation. Nick Harris, how the heck are we doing?
Doing fantastic, fellas. How are y'all?
We're great, dude. Trying to figure out who wins the Cowboys Halloween costume championship because they were out and about today. Really got a lot of respect for the Nacho Libre Cooper Beebe situation. But
Nacho!
Who do you think? You saw them up close and personal. You got a glimpse of all those warlocks.
Yeah, we saw a lot of the ones that you guys saw. Nacho Libre, definitely a fan favorite. Also got to give a shout-out to Jay Toya. He was that Mexican OT. Shout-out Dallas. So repping his new hometown hard.
I love that. Fantastic. All right, Nick. So we had Stephen Jones on with us earlier. He said there are some interesting things out there as we get down to the wire of the trade deadline. So what do you think he was referencing there? We know they're looking at defense, and you got a hell of an article out at the Star-Telegram right now.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I laid out 10 trade candidates for the Cowboys ahead of Tuesday's deadline. And yeah, everything that I'm hearing as far as what they're trying to do is not only find help on defense, but specifically in their front seven, whether it be on the defensive line or in their linebacking core. If I had to guess, I bet they make a move for an edge rusher before Tuesday's deadline. And I think there's some interesting candidates out there. I know the Cowboys, you know, based on where their season is and also based on what they try to do whenever they do make these kind of trades right around the deadline, they want to find a guy that has multiple years left on his contract. They are not going to be looking for, you know, a one-year expiring deal. And, you know, like Stephen Jones had mentioned on you guys' airwaves, if that were to happen, then they want to get somebody who they feel pretty good about being able to lock up for the long term in doing so. And that's kind of tough to figure out, in the span of short time before the trade deadline and getting everything finalized. But, you know, I think there are some interesting candidates out there that can make sense, you know, some big body, big frame guys that can help in run support and also give you some things in the pass rush. You know, some names that I laid out in that article, Anthony Jennings of the New England Patriots, that's one that I think is interesting. Kayvon Thibodeau, I think that would be a fascinating one. I think there's some edges out there, too, that I don't think are maybe being talked about that could be options.
You know, Nick, you mentioned Thibodeau, though. Could this go back to the type of grade that Dallas had for him in the draft? That maybe this is one of those opportunities they like to go back and tell us they look at those pretty hard.
Yeah, certainly, and I think, you know, you look at how that compares to Jonathan Mingo's situation, because that's probably the direct comparison that you can make to that point, Brian, is that, you know, when they brought in Jonathan Mingo last year, they had such a high grade on him and they felt so good about him coming out. And that was a big reason why they went ahead and took a stab
Trey
at him.
Lance.
At the deadline.
Trey Lance,
yeah,
as well.
Trey Lance as well.
Yeah.
Trey Lance as well. That's a very good point. And you know, those guys didn't have as much experience under their belts as Kayvon Thibodeau has. But I think, you know, the Cowboys have gotten an up close look and personal look at Kayvon Thibodeau, you know, throughout the course of his career. And I think that would be a fascinating one, especially with what the Giants are trying to do with Abdul Carter, get him more snaps, get him more involved and you know, try to fast track his development. And then the emergence of Brian Burns. And you wonder if, you know, with all of this defensive line talent that the Giants have, do they maybe try to offload Kayvon Thibodeau before his fifth-year option kicks in? And I think that could be something that happens.
Another player that you mentioned, and I had thrown out there with the Max Crosby conversations, was maybe Tyree Wilson. And I don't know, maybe you've got more knowledge on how the Cowboys felt about him coming out of the draft, obviously from Texas Tech, super talented, has not lived up to expectations. But, well, what do you think about that fit with Tyree Wilson and where he's at in his career?
Yeah, Beast, Texas native, got a shout out that West Rusk High School before he went over to Texas Tech. Yeah, I mean, his frame, 6'6", 275 pounds, obviously, like you said, hasn't worked out at the NFL level just yet. But you do wonder about, you know, what his draft stock would look like for the Cowboys' perspective, you know, coming out a couple of years ago, you know, if that would maybe factor in a little bit if he was at a cheap price. Because, I mean, he hasn't panned out at all. You would have to think that, you know, his compensation right now to acquire him would be similar to what it was for Mingo last year. But also, on the same token, would you be willing to take a stab at a guy who hasn't done anything in the league just yet? It would be more of a project type of, you know, add, similar to how they added Mingo last year. I'm not sure that that's what this defense really needs right now. You know, even if you do feel good about his development moving forward, Tyree Wilson wouldn't necessarily do it for me.
Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, with us here on The Fan. You mentioned front seven. Makes plenty of sense. Why no mention of safeties? Is it just a lack of dudes that are actually available? Because it seems like the safety room right now is totally, totally barren.
Yeah, and that's a good point. It's more so just about, you know, what I've heard about what the Cowboys have been looking for and haven't heard a bunch of buzz around the secondary specifically. And that's probably a good point. There's not a lot of names out there that we know of that's, you know, currently on the trade block per se. But, you know, they still feel really good about their veteran duo and Malik Hooker and Donovan Wilson. Those guys just need to get healthy, obviously. And then at the cornerback spot, they feel pretty good about where they will be when Savone Revel comes back and what he can provide to that secondary. That's not me saying it, but I think that's how they feel in the building. And, you know, they should feel that way about Revel, but I'm not sure if everyone should feel that way about Revel immediately. You know, he's going to be coming off of not playing football in over a year whenever he makes his debut here in a couple weeks against the Raiders, like Stephen Jones said on you guys' airways. But I think they maybe look at an opportunity to rebuild that secondary a bit in the draft and see that as probably more realistic than doing something here at the deadline.
Do you think that, or what do you think the chances are that they would throw in some of their own players in a trade, not just draft picks, but maybe if they feel Jalen Tolbert, or I don't know, maybe other players that you think could possibly be in that conversation for them?
Yeah, I asked Jerry Jones after the game last week, you know, if he was considering moving any players at the deadline, even looking to sell any players at the deadline, and I was given a flat no. So, you know, I don't know if that necessarily pertains to player for player exchange, but that was at least his rhetoric at that point.
Nick, when you start to talk about this Arizona team, and the record is what it is. But where are you right now? Where is your biggest concern, offensively for them or defensively for them?
Yeah, I think there's good pieces on both sides. And I almost wonder if Jacoby Brissett would be the scarier matchup for the Cowboys than Kyler Murray would be this weekend, or I say weekend, on Monday night. Yeah. Just with how Brissett, you know, has that veteran savvy to him, and he was able to step right in and give you production, more production than Kyler was able to through these first few weeks in the season. You know, you look at a 2-5 football team, but you look at all five of those losses being by 4 points or less, and, you know, there's probably a good team behind, you know, that surface somewhere. But on defense, they're super young. I think that's probably the one thing you can point at. You know, I liked Max Melton coming out of Rutgers. I liked Will Johnson more than most coming out of Michigan. But at the end of the day, those guys are young. And I have liked what Will Johnson has put together here in his rookie season so far. But overall, you know, there's going to be some young guys. I think the one guy on defense that, you know, could potentially wreck shop, I really like Zaven Collins. I've liked him throughout his time in the league. He's a big, stout edge defender, can give you you know, really good run defense. And, you know, the tackles are going to have to be on their best behavior as far as, you know, containing those edges and letting Javonte Williams get around.
Nick, how much talk has been about Schottenheimer and maybe a need to go for it more on fourth down?
Yeah, I haven't heard that a lot this week. You know, he typically has been aggressive this year. It was kind of an outlier to see him punt on a couple of situations in Denver last week. You know, I think about the 4th-and-1 in the first half, which I'm sure you're referring to. I also think back to the, you know, 4th-and-20 situation that they had, but they had an opportunity to trot out Brandon Aubrey for a 69-70 yarder. That was early in the second quarter. And then obviously the 4th-and-5 or 4th-and-6, where right after Kevontae Turpin dropped that stop route. You know, I think about all three of those situations and maybe some situations that they shouldn't have punted. But, you know, it hasn't been a huge topic of discussion this week, but it's been asked about. And, you know, Schottenheimer hasn't expressed any regret about that. If any of them, maybe the one to Turpin, you know, maybe, seeing how that didn't work out afterward, Broncos were able to score on the ensuing drive and have pretty much put that one away. You know, that's probably one they wish they had back. But, you know, if you look over the totality of the season, he has shown some aggressiveness on fourth down, but it's more specifically been at home. And you wonder how the away crowd, you know, kind of affects those things, the pre-snap penalties that they were having in that game against the Broncos. So, you know, if you're looking for, a little bit more fourth down edginess coming into this game against the Arizona Cardinals, then I would probably expect it.
Are you expecting any defensive changes this week for Arizona? I appreciate all the work you've been doing for our guy Josh Butler. I mean, if he's ready, why the heck isn't he playing?
Yeah, Josh Butler, yeah, still has not had his practice window open. I think they're just continuing to go through the motions with all the guys that they have at corner. I think Revel's kind of the next guy up that they're going to throw into the mix whenever he's ready and really gets his feet back under him. As far as changes, I would expect some because the last time that Schottenheimer and Eberflus were talking about some of these personnel changes, they did live up to that. You know, Tryquez Bridges got in the mix, Reddie Stewart got in the mix, Shamar James has started these last few games. So I wonder what it'll be, what exactly it will be. I'm not sure, though.
Are you taking the Cowboys to beat Arizona? I know we got a few more days since it's a Monday nighter, but what do you think of the chances?
Yeah, I am. You know, I think this team it obviously plays a lot better at home. I think Arizona is still figuring out what exactly they can do well out of the backfield, not only at the quarterback position, but also at the running back position without James Conner, and trying to figure out what to do with those guys, Emery DeMercado, Michael Carter. But I think the Cowboys, I think they're going to win this one by two scores. I think this is a game that they need to win going into the bye. I personally feel good about the Cowboys' chances, but again, like I've said throughout the season, man, you could tell me that they are going to beat any team in the NFL, I'd believe you. But you could also tell me they'd lose to any team in the NFL, and I would believe you. That's the kind of parity we're getting from the 2025 Dallas Cowboys.
All right, what's on the line here, finale of the Texas high school football season before the playoffs? What's standing out to you about tonight?
Yeah, we got next week is the final season of the final week of the regular season. But no, it's going to be another fun slate here this week. Excited about Frisco High and Frisco Reedy up here in the Frisco area. That's going to be a hotly contested one. And today was UIL snapshot day. Ooh. Sounds like Frisco Reedy might be the first Frisco team to go up to 6A. So Wow. Maybe the last time that Reedy will get to face off against some of these Frisco area schools for a while. But yeah, some really good games across the state. Really looking forward to the slate, and then a really good slate of college football tomorrow. It's going to be a good football weekend, fellas.
Nick, thanks for the time, brother. We love you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great one.
There he goes, Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram here in the G-Bag Nation. Now under 25 minutes to what you drinking, what you thinking. 877-881-1053. Coming up next, Sports Hodgepodge featuring the ideal college football.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Experience.
Mark Stein reporting the Mavs indeed plan to hold Anthony Davis out tomorrow in Mexico City. They're going to take a cautious approach. Oh, they're going to be cautious now. Meeting the local media before this afternoon's practice, Jason Kidd said Anthony Davis is day to day with that bilateral Achilles tendinopathy.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. That doesn't sound good. Does not sound good at all. But right now, let's
That's his nickname.
Yeah.
Anthony Day-to-Day
Davis. Anthony
Day-to-Day
Davis.
Come on, baby.
Let's get ourselves a little hodgepodge action, shall we?
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's real what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening
Well, it
to
is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Friendly reminder, tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., I will be at the Verizon store in Arlington.
Ooh.
1109 West Interstate 20. You have an opportunity to win two tickets to the Thanksgiving Day game in Arlington. Are you kidding me?
Kansas City?
Yes, Kansas City.
And that is a hot ticket right now.
Kansas City v. Dallas.
For Chief fans.
In Arlington.
Yes. And people that want to maybe get a look at Taylor Swift.
I will also have, you think she'll be in the building?
I think so.
Okay.
That's what people are buying for. I mean, there's some reports right now that, I mean, you think she's going to let Travis be alone on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. She likes to bake and stuff. It's like a baker's heyday.
Maybe she stays home and gets it ready for when they fly back. And
yeah.
They just have late night delicious meals.
I think that could be in play.
Is she really a baker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love sourdough.
Oh, so she got her own starter and all that stuff?
Man, now you're asking a lot of questions.
And that's why Travis
well,
blamed
to,
his
feed,
weight gain.
You have to feed, like, you have to feed sourdough is what you have to do.
I think she does then, because she makes a lot of sourdough products.
There's actually a hotel that will take care of your sourdough while you're on vacation. They'll feed it for you and make sure everything's okay.
Really?
Hey,
every day you have to.
Could you feed my sourdough? I'm going on vacation.
Yeah,
I did not know about this.
I'm sourdough sitting. I'm not house sitting or pet sitting.
You're sourdough.
I'm bread sitting. By the way, I'll have five $100 Visa gift cards. So Walchuk is now going to make an appearance.
I will be there. I will be.
I'll have one $500.
I'm going to be hanging out with Eric tomorrow at the Verizon Wireless store at 1109 West Interstate 20 in Arlington, trying to pry away one of those Visa gift cards. You can also see Fan University. They're going to be at Jake's on Greenville Avenue, 9 to 1 p.m., and they've got Mike Elko on tomorrow.
Yes, at 10:20 in the morning, Mike Elko with Fan University. Here is a little snippet of the conversation. Mike Elko, Aggie head coach, your pregame playlist. What are you bumping in the AirPods?
Coach Elko, you mentioned that no one likes a Meek message, but I know you like some Meek Mill, and you like Jay-Z too. We saw you mention that on Feinbaum yesterday. Texas A&M's football account on Twitter tweeted out your pregame playlist. My question for you is, I know you like the old school hip-hop. Have any of the players gotten you into any of these new artists, any of these new hip-hop artists that they're maybe playing in the locker room that you've gotten into?
No, I've made it very clear that hip-hop from my generation is significantly better than hip-hop from today. And we point that out all the time, because anytime an old song comes on, you put a Jay-Z, you put a Biggie song on in the locker room, everybody knows the words. You put on a popular song from today, half the locker room doesn't even know it, because it's all based on which artist you like, and nobody branches out anymore. And so, I don't do any of the modern stuff. Everything that I'm about is in the past.
The M in Mike does not stand for modern rap music.
What a question from Carter.
That was good, man. You don't like a Meek message.
No.
But you do like some Meek Mill. But I guess he doesn't. He only likes the old school
stuff.
Okay, speaking of college football, maybe the most ideal college football experience I've ever seen. We take you to Coastal Carolina, where they have the teal turf. Last night, Thursday night, and night before Halloween, they had glow-in-the-dark uniforms.
Oh, that's sick.
Like when they cut the lights out and these guys, you know, put the kids to bed, and then the team's running out of the tunnel and you can see like the outline of their numbers and like all the different little details, and it was glow in the dark. It looked awesome. They had the free food and drinks at the concession. All right, so we go get our nachos, Lucius. We double up because Broadus and Walchuk aren't going to get theirs. And we have ourselves an awesome time. Not to mention they had a Medieval Times halftime show.
Now we're talking.
This was like a medieval
jousting,
medieval LARPing event. I didn't see the joust, but I saw some pretty impressive sword fighting.
Oh,
going
did
on.
You now?
Yes,
sword play. That would catch his eye.
He's always up for that.
No homo, but were I they, love
was it vascular
the sword fighting.
Oh my god.
And then Coastal Carolina proceeds to win as a 7-point dog. And they improved to 4-1 in the Sun Belt.
Wow. Yeah, these jerseys look awesome.
They look great.
Fantastic.
Free concessions, Medieval Times, sword fighting, and a victory with glow-in-the-dark uniforms. That is college football.
Yeah, that's how it's done. Well done, Coastal Carolina.
Big fan of that. Not a fan of this. It looks like SGA. Your NBA MVP, NBA champion, had his home burglarized.
Oh, no, not again.
This is still going on. Was he on the
last
road?
Last night. Instead of sitting down and watching that unique college football experience on television, somebody's out and about stealing candy the night before Halloween. And I don't know what else they took, if they took anything, really. But they definitely broke into his crib. And I don't know. I don't know if that's a local thing or if, once again, we have one of these super souped up crews that have been crushing athletes' homes for the better part of the last, like, what, like 2 years now, it feels like? Pretty crazy. So SGA, the latest victim. Thinking about him. All right. Also thinking about the fact that it is spooky season, I feel like this is a pretty good opportunity to unveil a brand new installment of Coaches or Killer.
Yeah. I've been waiting all week.
I know, Broadus is excited about this.
This is my, you know me.
Let's do it. Guess that spread.
Right here, Guess that killer. All right, Lucius, is your body ready?
Let's go.
Here we are.
Big pause.
Here we are. All right, we pause and then we back to the play button. Constant gentle pressure is my preferred technique.
Ooh, it's creepy.
That better be a coach, bro. That better be a coach.
Gentle pressure. These serial killers, man.
Talking about a running game or something. Pressure.
I'll tell you what. Lucius.
Press defense. He's talking about a press defense in basketball, bro.
All right. Lucius goes coach.
Yeah, this is coach.
Broadus goes coach.
Yeah.
And Zach Walchuk.
I'm going to go killer because I don't know why you want gentle pressure in a sporting event.
Right? Well, I guess we'll have to ask Danny Meyer, a minor league pitching coach, as to why he wants it.
Holding the ball.
Yeah. We're going all around the world here.
Yeah.
When
gentle
it comes.
Pressure.
Hold that ball like gentle. An egg. Hold it like an egg.
That's his preferred technique.
Concentration, not strength.
Yeah, I guess that's probably hand on the ball.
Yeah, hand on the ball.
Technique. Okay, here we go. Coach or killer.
Here we go.
I don't think my dad ever raised his voice to my mother or to me, ever. Zach Walchuk.
Deal with the coach here.
Lucius. I don't think my dad ever raised his voice to my mother or to me, ever.
So
he's being raised by a killer. That's what it sounds like. Very intimidating father he was. Killer.
One kill coach.
Killer B.
This is a coach. This seems like a guy that's probably a yeller screamer coach. And they're asking him about that. Like, where'd you get that? Your mom and dad, you know.
Brian Kelly.
Yeah. Like, and he's saying, my dad never raised his voice. I'm saying this is a ball coach.
Like Brian Kelly or like Bobby Knight.
Oh.
Broadus, you freaking nailed it, dude.
Bobby Knight.
Nice work.
Well, Bobby Knight did not take on all of that.
No.
He did a total opposite.
He sure did.
Coach or killer? Broadus.
Yeah.
What makes Freddy Krueger such a horrible character? What makes him scary to death? You can't get rid of the guy. He never goes away.
Okay. I'm thinking this is a coach. He's talking about a player. that you have to like, you can't stop this guy. So I'm saying this is ball coach.
Ball coach, says the scout. Lucius?
Big Mike Leach. I'm even naming a name on this one, bro.
Yes, you are.
Yes. That does sound like something Mike Leach would say. And I am going to stick with the coach because just using a horror movie character.
Yeah.
Just like, I feel like that's trying to pull us off sides and go serial killer.
Nick Saban.
Oh!
Nice work, boys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how much time we have. All right, very good.
I think if you quit right now, I'm 3-0.
I think you're undefeated.
Yeah, you are. And the Bobby Knight one, you really just nailed.
Let's go to break.
All right. Coach Champion! Or killer. Coach or killer.
Champion!
My mentality is however bad I can make things, I make it.
Killer.
Zach Wolchuk says killer. Broadus?
One more time of the read.
My mentality is however bad I can make things, I make it.
That's a killer.
Lucius?
Shoot, man. If that's a coach, recruiting got to be off. I'm scared to go there.
That's a good point.
Coachy.
Bill Belichick.
Oh!
Talk about it.
You got to put a killer in there.
I know. At some what point, I doing? Do, right? At some
come
point.
On, dude. At this isn't just coach or coach.
You can't go back and change the past. It's over with. All we can do is try to make it better.
I hope that's not a serial killer, bro. Sorry, guys.
Sorry about everyone. Oh, everyone I killed.
It, the whole joke of this one is they're all coaches. I'll read it again. You can't go back and change the past. It's over with. All we can do is try to make it better. Coach or killer, Brian Broaddus.
Killer.
Lucius.
Please be a coach.
I'm going to go with a coach here.
That's a killer, boys.
No!
Gary Ridgeway. Broaddus, give us the synopsis. Brian. We go to our local serial killer correspondent.
You
want to
know who Gary Ridgeway is?
Yeah.
I don't know this particular one, but I'm going to look him up.
All right.
The Ridgeway Killer.
Yeah, seriously.
Man, we'll get an update on Gary Ridgeway coming up on the other side.
Oh, yeah. He didn't give me like a Son of Sam or anything like that. Woo!
American serial killer who was convicted of murdering 49 women.
49?
Between 1982 and 1998.
The past is the past.
Northwestern United States.
I'm judging by my past, man. Wow. Yeah, can't change it.
I'm past that.
I'm doing better for the future now.
Oh, wow.
I stopped at 49. I didn't get to 50.
Yeah. I'm making babies.
I'm a changed man.
Jeez.
There it is. Coach or killer here on a Halloween football Friday in the nation.
Thank you very much, Eric Chiafalo. One of the greatest segments of all time. Marconi Award winning, actually, right there. All right, it's quitting time. It's time for What You Drinking.
And what you thinking.
877-881-1053. That's next on The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.